Not long ago, we saw that two Russian towns burned to the ground due to human negligence, according to the officials.
Have a plasma fire that, according to this title, two towns burned to the ground due to human negligence. But anyone who's been watching my channel for a while knows that that's not the case from this single image alone that was used as the thumbnail for this video.
Notice the trees are still standing, just like in Paradise, just like in Maui, just like in Lytton, British Columbia, just like in Boulder, Colorado. So, the five Secret Service vehicles of Joe Biden's proves that this type of energy can be directed because in these fires, I've identified the trees burning on the inside and the melting of the engine block and the rims and the glass on these cars, and when you see them side by side in the same fire, you know that it's the same energy that burns the trees from the inside as it is the same energy that melts the engine block of these cars. So I've been documenting these plasma fires for 5 years, and I lean towards, I've said it 100 times, 99% of what we see in terms of plasma fire is a natural release as part of the magnetic pole shift that we're going through. With the weakened magnetic field that we have, there are more fluctuations in that magnetic field, which creates those surges of ground current. I believe that same current, generated along with the Earth's magnetic field, can be tapped into and directed in certain cases. Joe Biden's five Secret Service vehicles being the primary example, there is no chance that wasn't intentionally directed at those vehicles. But I've seen so much of this so many different places where there is no apparent target to be directing the energy towards, and it just burns random trees and fence posts. Most of what I've recorded appears to have no target, thus is just springing forth naturally, uncontrolled, undirected. However, in some cases, it's provably directed. So while everyone else is running around saying do do do, there's an alternative, and it's not either or, it's both and. Both directed energy and the same type of energy that is releasing naturally as a result of the magnetic pole shift. It's also what is referred to as geomagnetic induction, I believe. And the fact that this was two Russian towns that burned to the ground might be key information. Like in the current situation in Hawaii, maybe they just don't want to tell the public we're in the middle of a war and we just got hit. And that's also why they keep the casualty numbers under wraps, because it would demoralize the public and put them into fear and panic, and you don't let your enemy know that they got you good, so you minimize those numbers. That's one possibility that this energy is being tapped into and thrown around. One thing's for sure, regardless of what percentage of it is naturally occurring, uncontrolled, and what percentage of it is directed, which in some cases is provable, like the five Secret Service vehicles. The same people that are telling you what happened in Maui is a natural forest fire. The same ones that are telling you that's just forest fire are also telling you this was caused by a cigarette butt.
What the hell is going on? That's a good question, brother. Look at this. What's going on? Hey, what's going on?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Woo.
This is what the scene looked like in Boulder, Colorado. And snow fell 30 minutes after this fire took down all these houses. But notice the trees in between the houses are still standing. This is a pattern that people are starting to recognize. But I'm going to lean the other way and show you some of the stuff that seems to not be directed. There is no target. But we'll talk about that a little more in a minute. I'm sure they said this was caused by a cigarette butt or something also. My point is, there is a cover-up. Regardless of what the source of this energy is that's creating these new types of fire that behave like electricity, there is a cover-up within all of the institutions. The media, the politicians, law enforcement, even your church. Yes, you would think they might be the first to tell their parishioners that, hey, you know how in the Bible it said that the earth is going to be cleansed by fire? Looks like it's happening. And they could put some asses in seats and fill their coffers and the donations would come flying in. But they don't tell their followers anything. This is the town of Lytton, British Columbia. Notice again, houses on the ground, trees still standing in the green.
Trees standing. Devastation is in between the trees. Notice the cars look rusted out. That's electrolysis that happens. Just like the corrosion on your battery terminal, when electricity flows through metal, it makes a corrosive effect. Same thing on those cars that turn to rust. Same thing on the two beams that were sticking up out of the rubble pile after 9/11 that Judy Woods called the Cheeto effect. Giant iron beams covered with rust sticking out of the rubble pile after 9/11. It instantly rusts and corrodes the metal. See the bricks thrown all over the street? Links will be in the description for the original videos here. Trees still standing everywhere. It's everything but the trees that burn. See the holes in those trees as they zoom past them. I can tell you they're plasma burned from the inside out. With unburnt spots still on them here and there. The rebar, you can see the rebar in these burnt out basements.
These are the so-called wildfires from Greece.
The wooden tree, the leaves, the wood, the twigs are still intact. And this car...
Enough said. The presenter said the leaves and the wood and the trees are still intact. The cars melted. That was a clip from a video that I titled The Silent 9/11 Still Goes Unnoticed, A New Pearl Harbor Worldwide to Unite Us All in Our Shared Fate, Part 1 and 2. All of the videos that I'm using clips of will be linked in the description for you to watch in full. This is a video from my next door neighbor's house, not someone who lives in the neighborhood, the house next door, who our lawn shared a border with their lawn. And they told us that this was from a cigarette butt, and you will be able to see for yourself that is provably not true.
This is the neighbor's house that burned earlier while I was...
They're recording, and I'm about to show you that it was 100% certainly plasma fire. See how it's burnt on the inside? See this pole over here? Oh. See this pole here? Burnt 100% on that side, not on this side, you see? You following me? See the line? See the line? Likewise here.
Notice this perfectly straight line. I'll leave the full video linked in the description. Perfectly straight line going up the telephone pole, and it's perfectly centered on the small piece of molding that covers that copper wire. And the square post that we just looked at is burned right down the manufactured edge, a perfect edge. This could not possibly be produced by a cigarette butt, because this could not possibly be produced by fire as we understand it, within the confines of thermodynamics as we understand it, absent some sort of factor like electricity entering into the equation. And it is electricity, but not from the power poles.
Likewise here. Separated to burn, but
how quickly this is bizarre, how quickly they're cleaning it up. Like yesterday, I showed you how the ground was black here and the weeds were still left. Anyway, what I'm gonna start showing you right here is that this piece of molding is split black on this side, unburned on that side, all the way up, just like the rest of the foam pole, and it covers a wire. And that wire is the dividing line between burned and unburned, and it stops right about there. The burn on the left stops right about there. You see this pole? It's got the exact same burn. Burn on the left, unburn on the right, but you don't see a wire going up the middle here. But you do see the same burn on the left, unburn on the right. Okay, now let's ask a logical question. If this burned this hot, here's the other thing, it's weird, like right here. But that's what I was mainly coming to show you. Here's the wire that goes clear down to the ground. And I assume that's grounding wire. I'm not exactly sure. But that's what is covering. And right here you can see the burn. Ooh-ah! The burn took out the left half of this piece that right here, it starts to, there's still wood left there. Just barely though, I can kind of knock it out. But as you can see, just like the pole, it's burned on one side, unburned on the other. Fire doesn't do that. That's electricity. That's being electrocuted. And I propose that it's coming from the ground up. So anything.
This is a video that I took just this weekend, which shows not all plasma fire is directed energy.
This is the type of stuff that makes me.
There is a natural release of this plasma fire energy. The electricity in the earth that accompanies the magnetic field. Because this is just one burnt piece and there's no burn pits around. This is like 45 minutes up onto a hiking trail. No burn pits around, one single piece of wood, and it's attached to this larger piece. So it's not likely that someone carried this in their pocket from some burn pit somewhere. Single piece all by itself appears to have burned right here. And you can see that the burning is only scorched on the surface, because down in that crack, right here, you can see the raw wood that hasn't been burned. So the burning is only on the surface.
There's this unburned streak that goes right through here. Flames don't do that. They cover the whole surface. They don't leave streaks of burn and unburn like lightning bolts. So this likely burned right here. You can see how buried it is in pine needles over there. It's got a pretty good indentation in the pine needles where the stick, it's been here for a year or so at least. Anyway, this is the kind of stuff that makes me think it can't all be directed energy weapons. And that there's just a natural release, like geomagnetic induction.
In my last videos, I probably included 20 or more links to plasma fire videos, but I've narrowed it down here to 4 of them, which give you enough examples. It does not come with an explanation about how this works or what causes it. But these 4 videos give you enough examples of what I call plasma fire burn that follows the behavioral patterns of electricity and not flame. These 4 videos give you enough of those examples that it can help a person come to the conclusion that something is happening here that is not easily explained and is not fire as we understand it. And once you've come to that point, that you acknowledge something is happening that can't be explained, then we can work on trying to explain it and figure it out. Step 1 is coming to the understanding that something is happening here that is not normal fire. Most of the viewers of this channel already know that, but there's an influx of new subscribers, so I thought I would collate these together for you to get you caught up to speed. Arming firefighters with the white hot sword of truth, where I literally go up to the firefighters, tell them what I see, and they tell me this is a crime scene, restricted area, you're not supposed to be here, even though it's just a random brush fire on the side of the road. And I'll show you why they said that. New Samvartic Fire Dynamics, Fiery Sermon from the Valley of the Shadow, and Plasmology 102. Those 4 videos are a good starter package for people that are new to the subject. Along with the half-burnt fence posts I'm about to show you, also notice all the unburned weeds sticking up out of the scorched black ground.
So I'm driving by and I can see
hot firefighters right there. You can see their lights going in the center of the screen. They're right at the beginning of where this fire burnt in the middle part starts. So I thought this would be a good place to pull over and show you what I see as I'm driving by. You can already see it from here. The bottom part of that pole is missing. The bottom of that pole, the bottom of that pole, the bottom of that pole, the bottom of that pole. So let's go check some of these out, and maybe these firefighters will come ask me, hey, what are you looking at? You notice anything funny about these? When they see me looking at the same thing they're looking at, going, what the hell is this? This ain't fire as we've normally known it, and you already know this, but those firefighters down there are probably wondering what the hell they're looking at. So let's go check it out. Maybe we can go educate some firefighters. Here, I'm gonna show you just in case you didn't see them. That's them, center screen. We'll work our way down to them. Same old, same old. Plasma burn, plasma burn, plasma burn. And just about every pole all the way down. See if we can get it from the... It's the same thing I've been showing you. Burnt in the middle, not burnt on the outside. They're all burnt a foot or two up. Here, this one gives you another good example of what fire does not do. Think we should go talk to those firefighters, ask them what they think of this? I've actually had a couple of firefighters in my Uber. Look at this, that's what remains of this one. A little bit of unburnt here, everything else disappeared. I had a couple of firefighters in my Uber. They were National Forest firefighters that were transported all over the country as required. And I...
Here you can see the same burn pattern Except this is on a different video titled Steel Belted Radial Dustification in Parachute, Colorado, Part 2 of 4. I will include this link in the description. It shows the same burn pattern on the fence post that is not possible using a flame. If that was a flame that burned the bottom 3/4 of that post, there would not be a fine line between burn and unburn. It would have burned up the rest of it, or at least flames would have come up from the burning part to scorch the outer surface of the unburnt remainder. And here is another example of fence posts burning exactly the same way in another video titled Nephi, Utah Plasma Fire.
Got some more of these fence posts that EBT and Chalk Body Outline, they should have got their work cut out for them. They're going to have to do some major shield.
In this one, you can see the bottom 3/4 of that fence post is gone, yet all the trees around it still have their leaves and they're sticking up out of scorched ground. Links will be in the description. This is the one titled New Samvartica Fire Dynamics, where it's just got hundreds and hundreds of examples, but particularly where the roots are vaporized.
Where the roots are vaporized and missing, completely disappeared all the way back into the ground. All the way around. These are all root holes. And I pointed this out secondhand in the aftermath of a video I've taken. Hopefully I don't get bit by a snake. But that's what those are, is missing roots, because the tree that was this big around, and it still has leaves left on the end. So it's highly burned here, completely blown out there, with the roots vaporized from the electricity that comes from the ground up. Yet right here, the wood is unburned. And right here, the unburned foliage.
In this video titled Fiery Sermon from the Valley of the Shadow, it's literally blown giant holes in the ground, and you can also see those same root holes where the roots of the tree once were, but I don't specifically point them out in this video while I'm taking the video.
Getting to the point where I know I've said this before, that I'm gonna stop doing plasma fire videos, but plasma fires just keep on happening and I'm still the only one doing them. The closest I've come to anyone saying someone else notices this is telling me, oh, over in Duchesne, whatever the fuck his name is, I did this one's clear up to my knee, right here. That's the level, that's ground level, right there. That's what's left of that tree, and the outer bark, right here. Big old hole blown in the ground. Someone told me, oh, people are commenting in his comment section,
This same video, Fiery Sermon from the Valley of the Shadow, proves that these burn flamelessly, because sticking out of a charcoaled trunk of a tree is unburned limbs, and I show you this multiple times.
Are as diabolical as you can imagine, and once you see
the psyop alone proves it. Absolutely proves it. Just like this tree proves it burned flamelessly. You know why? This branch is unburned. All these branches up here are completely unburned. Brown. They're not black, they're brown. The focus isn't helping too much. There you go. Now you can see the brown wood, not black. It still has the outer bark on it, unburnt, right there on the tree, center screen. You see that unburnt piece of wood right there, center screen? Right there? All these branches that come out are also brown and unburnt. That means this whole tree, look closely, burned without a flame, or those flames would have reached up and burnt those pieces of wood. When you open your mind's eye and you decide for yourself, I'm qualified to do this. I'm qualified to think for myself, to interpret what I see. I don't need someone to tell me what it means to be a good person, and that if I do what they tell me to do, then I'll be saved. Because those people They can't even see what's right in front of their face and do whatever they're told in order to get the validation of their peers and told that they're a good person for sending their kids off to Operation Mincemeat or for burning some witches or for breaking some windows and burning down someone's house, and then they'll be told that they're a good person. That's not the kind of people I want to be with. All you have to do, it's the golden rule, do unto others as you would like to have done unto yourself. And that means be the kind of person that you would like to be stuck in a group with other people that are just like you. That's all it takes to be a good person. And that's what's happening right now. And if you're not willing to let go of those groups of those people, then you're going down with the ship. Things. Who more holy than you, who have traveled through this world so far, and you can at this point either choose to receive the reward of a lifetime or come back and do it again until you figure out how to be a good person, rather than asking someone else to tell you what it means to be a good person. This branch is unburned. These branches are unburned. That's the option you have right now. And I know a lot of the people that watch this channel found the appeal of the way that I allude to Christ. And I've been directly very open and honest with my experience. It was a heartfelt, tear-drenched prayer to Jesus Christ that changed my life. But obviously, I've been being prepared for this for much longer than just the last 2 years. Trying to get it to show you that this is flameless. There you go. Kinda. You can see, this is unburnt. This is so highly burnt that if there were any flames coming out from here, it would have burned the underside of this. Are you willing to trust your own senses? Are you willing to think for yourself? Are you willing to have a personally relevant and personally meaningful understanding of morals and ethics and a code of conduct which you have derived?